All right, take a deep breath in. And relax. Start tapping on the beginning of your eyebrows. Repeat after me out loud. I'm not going to let this go. Inside the eyes. This is too big. Under the eyes. It's part of me. On the nose. I can't just let it go. I refuse to let it go. On the chin. It feels too familiar to me. On the collarbone. And it's really serving me to hold on to it. Under the arms. I need to continue to punish myself by holding on. On the liver point, because I really should have already known back then what I know now. On the wrist point, I really should have done things differently. On the top of the head, I should have had the brain back then and the knowledge that I have now. On the beginning of the eyebrows. So I'm going to keep punishing myself until I die. Side eyes. I'll keep torturing myself even though I already know what I did wrong. Under the eyes. It just makes a lot of sense to me. Under the nose. Keeping this is really serving me well. The chin. All these things that happened really made me feel great about myself. And the collarbone. I want to be forever reminded of it. On the arms. Of course I don't want to let it go. Liver point. All this stuff made my life such a party. The wrist point. I love thinking back to it. On the top of the head. It's really great. So great that I'm going to keep it for forever. On the beginning of the eyebrows. It's really made my life so much more joyful and peaceful. Side of the eyes. So I'm not going to let it go. On the eyes. Not in a million years. On the nose. I'll take this to my grave. On the chin, because it's been such a lovely time. The collarbone, I'm going to hold on to it. Under the arms, I just love how it continues to affect me after all this time. On the liver point, I want to keep being triggered by that old emotional pain. Wrist point. I just can't get enough of this emotional pain. On the top of the head. I would never want to trade it for feelings of joy and peace. Who needs joy and peace anyway? Not me. Good. Take a breath. Relax. And go back to what you were working on and notice how it now starts to shift and change.